here's a little trick I like to tell paramedic students so they can amaze their friends and stupefy their paramedic preceptors. The next time you are taking a pulse on a patient, especially a patient who's elderly with a cardiac history, and you note that their pulse is regularly irregular, just say, I think this patient is in a second degree type 2 heart block. And then when the patient is put in the cardiac monitor and they're in a second degree type 2 heart block, everyone's going to wonder how the heck you knew that. And if you think about the characteristics of a second degree type 2 heart block, it makes a lot of sense. Because a second degree type 2 heart block is the only rhythm that will be regularly irregular. And if you think about it, that narrows the, if you're taking a pulse with someone and they have a regularly irregular heartbeat, well, chances are it's going to be a second degree type 2, and you can confirm it in the cardiac monitor. And by regularly irregular, I mean that you're able to anticipate the next drop beat. So for instance, you're taking a pulse and you feel boom, 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 boom. In this case, every fourth beat was dropped. Chances are it's either an AFib that is uncharacteristically regular or a second degree type 2 heart block. So amaze your friends and teachers and preceptors. Your preceptor. You look like a hotshot.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from emsresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.